Hey, this is Ocean. Welcome to the Lower It Up podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local artists and industry leaders to give you all the ins and outs for the season. Join us on this journey as we find out what makes Cropover, Cropover.
Welcome to Lower It Up Podcast with Bazodi Magazine.
All right, hello. I am here today joined by Kizwana Miller and Dorian Winfield to discuss something pretty interesting going on this year. It's been going on for a while, but they want to re-up with you guys and let you know what's going on. So they're here with JCI Barbados to speak to us about their initiative for this year. And I'll let you guys introduce yourselves and let the people know what we're going to be speaking about today.
All right. I am Kizwana Miller, the 2023 president for JCI Barbados, which stands for Junior Chamber International.
Yes, reason I'm Dorian Winfield, so I'm also JC, but in this capacity, I'm a coordinator for the zone.
Perfect. Okay, and so these guys are here to discuss the sober zones that they're going to be hosting at events this year. You know, obviously, we want to make sure that everybody has a good Cropover season, especially coming down towards Kaduma Day. We're getting close to there now. We want to make sure everything is safe as well. We don't want to have any incidents. We want to have a very, very safe season. It's one of the first big seasons we've had since COVID has ended in that capacity, and we're back outside again, but we want to make sure everybody is safe. So tell us a little bit about how this initiative would have got started.
All right. So the initiative was started in 2018 in partnership with JCI Tobago. So we form a regional body called JCI West Indies. I would have partnered with JCI Tobago to ensure that our party goers were safe. So JCI Tobago has Safe and Sober within their communities, as they also have Carnival. And we thought that because we have a similar setup, we thought that the zone would be good for Cropover. One of the things to note is that JCI, we provide projects within the community which are based on our sustainable development goals. So this project in particular, it tackles the SDG number 3.5, which specifically looks at, you know, targeting harmful use of alcohol. And therefore, we thought that, you know, if we can help party goers leave the zone or the party in a safe manner, that would be best for the community as well as the individual. And over the years, we have been partnered with several individuals who have assisted in ensuring that the project grows from year to year. Obviously, during COVID, we were shut down for the most part. So we took a break from 2020 until 2021. We came back last year, but definitely we are back bigger and better for 2023, definitely with the help of Sagicor, who's our title sponsor for this year.
Okay, I like that you mentioned the UN, the Sustainable Development Goals, because it shows how much background thought goes into a lot of stuff going on for this season. You know, it's not really just about the parties and the music. There's so many different aspects going into this, because you don't even think, sit down and think, how are people trying to get sustainable goals into their events or their initiatives? How are people trying to impact the environment? How are people looking at the overall socioeconomic impacts of our events and our structures? So I think that's really cool that you mentioned that. So then in terms of the spaces itself, they're going to be at events this year. We will get into which events later, but what's going to be set up? I don't know, Dorian, if you want to tackle this, but what is the space at the events going to entail? What's it going to look like?
Okay, so basically when you come to a fest, you come for the intention of enjoyment. That could be the food, that could be the drinks. And as Kizwana said, a lot of time alcohol is abused at the different fets. So one of the things that at least halfway to almost to the end of the fet that you recognize is that there's no water. The bar is out of water, the bar is out of snacks, the food is almost gone. And you're really struggling because, you know, you still had some drinks in you. So when you come to our safe and sober zone, basically you can receive water, snacks, condom, so you can make a good decision when you leave.
Right, because that's another thing we can't forget as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly, because your judgment is impaired, and we would like to make sure it is as easy as possible for you to make a better decision. Now, we want to make sure that, like, you know, you designate a driver, but this is Barbados, and we're not quite in a space yet where we're fully responsible and embracing the idea of safe driving, where a designated driver will be preferred. But if you are going to drink, we're going to be in all of the large events, basically just making sure that you can recover. So basically look out for that zone.
Okay, and that's something that is obviously extremely important. They're not just talking about, you know, the idea of you coming and sitting down and resting yourself before you leave. They're looking at all the different aspects of your decision making after you've consumed alcohol in the party. They're looking at making sure that you're well fed and you're keeping your nutrition up in case you get sick. They're making sure that you are not dehydrated. They're making sure that you have somewhere that's safe outside of the party, so where other people are, to make sure you don't have something happen to you either, making sure that you can make sure you take care of yourself. And even the aspect that you mentioned about the condom, just making sure that people are making good decisions coming down to the end of the party. I like that a lot.
Yes,
that's nice. And this is going to be a case where, do these spaces stay open prior, like towards the end of the event, like after the end of the event, or is this right up to the end of the event?
So we are there at the event from start until finish. And okay. Basically, it's until the last person leaves. I think there was a little bit someone that talked about last man to leave. And we want to make sure that last man
first
to leave.
First person in and the last person to leave. Yeah, right. I like
we
that.
We want to make sure that he's going to get home good. But what we do have this year, which is very different from the previous years, is that we actually have partnered as well to Urgent Care Barbados.
Okay.
So, you know, during COVID, Urgent Care was huge and massive in terms of providing rapid testing and everything.
Yeah.
And they've actually transformed their operation now, basically to be very mobile, so that at the actual event, we have Urgent Care there. So we had two private areas within the zone for persons that may need a little bit more of intensive treatment. Mm-hmm. So that includes like the AV treatment in terms of rehydrating and that kind of stuff. So this is a very serious zone that can legitimately save your life.
Wow.
Recover you before you go back on the road. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I think is just going to be a pure staple throughout the crop over season.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important for everyone to take note of it as well. Not just the drinkers, but even the non-drinkers, even if you are a designated driver or what. So what may you be? Because it's very important that you know if something were to happen to one of your friends or family while you're at the event, you know where you can take them, you know where you can get the help, you know where somebody is going to be there able to assist you in that capacity. Correct. So because this is very important.
You may be trying a new dance, sprain an ankle,
something happened,
and you know you need a little bit of help, and we're now equipped and very well equipped to handle that through urgent care.
This is really good. I like this a lot. So then tell me a little bit about where we're going to be able to find these spaces. Tell me which events coming out to the end of the season, where these spaces are going to be located.
All right, so I'll let this one run through that list, and then I can always expand on that.
Yeah. All right, no problem. So far, I should mention that we were actually at Juicy Cruise, and we had the official launch at Awaken, the breakfast set. The next events to come are definitely Soca on the Hill. There's UV Breakfast Party, Rise, Friday Work, Lush. There's also Mimosa. We'll also be at Lost in Paradise, Bliss, Vibeland, and also Breakfast.
Nice.
Yes, so those are actually in order. So in case you were trying to sort out your crop over list as to what's next, you can literally follow the Safe and Sober calendar all the way down. And you would notice that we would have decided to go into those events where drinks are flowing. And like the party's fun and everything is included in what you would have paid. And that's why we selected these events, because money is a barrier. So if you don't have the money, you can't go out and just get as drunk as you pretty much want.
For sure.
But one of the things that happens at All Inclusive is like everything is there. And you know, they always say drink what you see and not what you want. And the middle go, not incorrect, but you understand what I mean. That like there's less inhibition to stop.
Right.
And that's why we would have chosen a lot of the events that have alcohol flowing freely to the patrons.
Right. So you see, I mentioned a lot of these things that y'all would not really realize. Is a lot of thought is going into a lot of these events. And it's not just people getting a space on a DJ and throwing a party. All of these things are being taken into consideration to keep you guys safe throughout the season, because this year we really want to go big or go home. And we don't want y'all going home, Brecca. We want you to go home the way you came or better. So they're taking care of you at these events this year. They're making sure you're safe. They're making sure even if you can't take care of yourself, somebody's looking out for you until the last man leaves the event, for sure. And I know you guys had like a list of sponsors as well. A lot of people who put work into this that are going to be able to make this happen for us. If you wanted to mention who's kind of behind the scenes on this.
Yeah, definitely. We could not do it without Corporate Barbados. You have to remember that JCA is a nonprofit organization. A lot of our community work and the growth and the progress happens with exposure. And what would have occurred in, I think, 2019 it was, Kizwana, we would have had some big sponsors come on board from Corporate Barbados.
Right.
And they pretty much blew it up. 2020, we all know
what happened.
But I felt like they really came back with a vengeance. So I really want to give a special shout out to Sagicor General Insurance. They are our title sponsor. Mm-hmm. They would have approached us and said, look, I know you guys have the framework. Mm-hmm. We have the funds and we have the care and we want to be able to make this a thing.
Absolutely.
Right? So Sagicor Bank is also partnering with us as well too. So mm-hmm. in some of these events, you can actually look out for some offers from Sagicor Bank. You know, that's the new bank on the block.
Yeah, it's
very exciting and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you just scan and you cardless and everything that. And they've decided to partner in with us as well too. We have Sunshine Snacks who have always come through very, 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 very clutch.
You know, that's a staple in the nation. You're always hearing that name. That's somebody that you're always hearing.
Because they've been doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to providing like those like salty snacks that help to recover, especially with dehydrated situations and those kind of things, Sunshine has also come through. We would have mentioned Urgent Care Barbados as our basic lady medic on deck. And Urgent Care is also going to be in a lot of the feds as a standard.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that you can find them at the zone, Urgent Care is taking care
standard.
Of
they're
everybody.
Outside. They're looking for you. Right?
They're outside and they're looking to help. So mm-hmm. I really appreciate them partnering with us exclusively.
Yeah,
I have to give a shout out to Ticket Links as well too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we run a lot of the doors and everything, but they have also come on board in terms of providing that extra support. Because you see, they're there on the ground and they can see what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think that my boss, please, I'll take a link. He was always just saying, look, you know what? This is something that I think would be good as well too, because he's there to see the after, the befores and the afters of the effects. We have to give a shout out to Quality Assurance Solutions as well too. They are a new sponsor that came on board. So they're showing support in a real serious way. And I have to shout out Dasani and Paul Wade as well too this year.
Mm-hmm.
I saw like the little coolers and that kind of stuff. I think we had launched at the Gardens Breakfast, which is another event. And I said then, well, hey, you know what? We're doing something similar. Could we work together? And they definitely came on board. So I really want to thank Corporate Barbados for really buying into it, not being too hard and fast in terms of like what is allowed and what is allowed in terms of if you maybe have another person that has something similar there. Companies have merged together for the bigger goal. And we love that.
That's perfect. And so, I just wanted to understand. I know, you know, SoCon the Hill is coming up very soon. Obviously, that's within the next about a week now or so.
Mm-hmm.
So what should people look out for? We've spoken about, you know, the fact that the zone will be present, but what should they look out for to find the zone? Especially, we want them to know from now, because if they're a little intoxicated, it needs to be visible. So what are there? Is there going to be signage or... how will they find his own?
Yeah, so you're definitely going to see some GSA branding as well as the title sponsors branding. So just look for the Sagicor feather banners to be cemented in the ground and flying high. And you're going to see us there. Come over. If you feel intoxicated, get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Urgent Care is going to be there. We're going to have snacks in the zone. We're going to have condoms as well to ensure that you guys are safe throughout the party and, well, more so after, right? To ensure that you're safe after. Definitely you're going to see the branding of our sponsors as well as GSA Barbados.
Absolutely.
And I just want to add very quickly as well, too, this is a call out to the UE students that need some volunteer give back hours to help pay for that degree. We are accepting volunteers to help out at the zone. So you will be branded in the shirts and everything.
Right.
And our core team of volunteers is also very well trained as well to spot persons that are inebriated and that they may need some help. And how to manage that situation as best as possible. Mm-hmm. So you feel fully secured now, because you know there's some parents that you know their kids are going out, they're getting older,
and a little worried about how safe they'll
how
be,
safe they're
the,
going to be.
The safeguards are there now.
Exactly. So for any parents listening, when your teenager is saying, "Mommy, I want to go to the X and Y and Z," guaranteed there's a safe space that they can recover even before a mishap.
Yeah.
As well too during the party, so you know you're basically partying safe with Sagicor and GCA.
Absolutely.
This season.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming down. We really appreciate not just y'all approaching us to speak about this and getting this out there, but genuinely just what you're doing. This is really important to keep our people safe. So guys, just remember, JCI is going to be there at the rest, a lot of the events coming up. They're going to be having their safe zones and they'll be looking out for you to make sure that we have a safe and prosperous crop over season.
That's correct. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. Welcome to the Lower It Up podcast, powered by Basil D Magazine.
Okay, so this evening, I'll be your host, Luke, and I'll be talking to Miss Shanice Niles from Mount Gay.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Lower It Up podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Definitely. So we just wanted to talk this evening about Mount Gay, mm-hmm. The work that you've been doing over Crop Over,
mm-hmm.
your new partnership with the young artists,
mm-hmm.
and also the new crop over logo with the bottle that you have, because people are very interested and very excited in that.
Yeah.
And just all things Bungay.
Cool. So, so I guess we can start there.
Yeah.
It is the season. We're in the final stretch of crop over. Mm-hmm. Earlier this month, we would have launched a very special partnership with a local artist called Rudy Vuitton. Rudy has been loyal to Montgay for so long. He's been working with us. He's been joining the EXO bottles, which have been well received internationally. So to give him the opportunity to design a label has been on his bucket list for a while.
Yeah.
So he was super excited. I'm glad that Global was able to connect with him to bring this to life. So what we have is a label that really speaks to the culture of Barbados and our crop over and on Kadumat Day especially. When you look at the label, it just exudes the spirit of crop over, which happens to be our tagline.
Yeah.
As well.
I like that.
Yeah, so you get the feeling, you get the vibrancy of the costumes, you get the patrons looking at the revelers, and it you can literally hear the music coming from the music truck as well. So we were so happy to partner with Rudy to roll this out, and it has been very well received in the trade. We have it in all supermarkets as well as rum shops across the island. So you guys can look out for that. A couple of weeks ago, and you would have joined us as well.
Yes, it was a fantastic launch.
Yes, we had a launch at Harrison's Cave. We have a partnership with Harrison's Cave, actually. Mm-hmm. So we have a museum up there, and it was a perfect location to launch this bottle. It was a sip and paint. We had about 30 persons attending. It was a very exclusive guest list.
Very exclusive.
All of our brand ambassadors would have attended. Luke would have attended. Our global brand director, as well as our managing director. It's very good to have him here in Barbados as well to celebrate with us. But we took that opportunity to paint a live version of an element of the label. So we zoned in on the Barbados map because Montgay is synonymous with Barbados. We always connect to our roots. And we wanted to highlight the reveler, of course, which is the woman in the costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, we all had fun. We all had some nice drinks.
It was a great time, as you said, with the mixologists, with the food, with the outhouse had games, and then there was the painting. And then I like how interactive it all was. Mm-hmm. Everybody felt like a part of it. And then you gave everybody some dominoes and a bottle to take home afterwards.
And a signed bottle.
A signed bottle,
Our special crop over shirt. So that's exactly what we want to bring to the world. You know, we want everyone to feel like family. We want everyone to feel like a home. So, yeah, we were very happy to roll that out.
I think it was fantastic. I'm very glad as well that a young artist got the opportunity to pair with an iconic Barbadian brand like Montgay. Yes. And to really capture the essence and the ethos of crop over. Yeah.
And he did it perfectly.
Perfectly. The vibe, as you say, the spectators, the people on the road, the big truck. Mm-hmm. You can almost feel the pulsating rhythm.
Definitely.
All that stuff. It really, really perfectly captured it. So I was very glad to see it. A lot of people on my Instagram are also very glad to see it, to see us do the painting, to see the way that the partnership worked. And there was actually a lot of interest in also, they were like, where are you? Mm-hmm. As they were, we up at Harrison's Cave. There's a rum tasting here. As you said, there's the museum. It tells the whole story of Montgay and sugar and the whole process. Yeah.
So it was interesting to have people up there to see that as well, because a lot of people don't really go, a lot of locals don't really go to Harrison's Cave.
Yeah.
You guys are missing out on that opportunity, man. It's amazing. Not only do they have the adventure part, but we have the Montgay Museum up there as well. You can go and have tastings, come and buy some of our POS.
Yeah.
And the liquid as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think it's a fantastic. There's the little bar too as well. There's the outside area. There's the mural at the back. That's really huge. And
come and check it out, man.
Yeah, just come and check it out. Just come and see it for yourself.
We can't explain it, man. Come and check it out. Come and see it for yourself.
Yeah, I think it was really good. So what other activations have you been up to then this season too as well? I know that you had the Safe Driving campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I know you also had, I've seen different activations such as that at Tipsy, and you've been throughout the entire season.
Man, we're sponsoring almost everything. We're trying to be there. We're trying to be for the people. So we're sponsoring a lot of events over the season, as we have been for many years. So we're continuing that tradition and partnering with promoters that have been using Montgay for a long time from inception. Sometimes it's good to, you know, maintain that loyalty. recently was tipsy. So we had a really good execution there. It was a lot of people. Bar was rammed from
the jump.
I was like, ooh. But that just goes to show that we have amazing cocktails, and that's because we have amazing mixologists on our team.
Yeah, you do. You honestly do. For even the same night as you talked about the launch, you had different cocktails and you could try it. There was one with a burnt rosemary. It was all absolutely sublime, absolutely fantastic. And what I like is that you never really find the same ones. So it keeps changing up. You keep switching it up. Even when you have events at the visitor center, then you create specialty cocktails for those events. And I really love that touch.
Yeah. And a special cocktail is with Frosty's ice cream.
Oh, really? Yes, that is true.
We do have a partnership with Frosty's. That's true. We are all over.
Yeah.
We have a partnership with Frosty's ice cream as well. We are in their rum and raisin ice cream.
Yes.
At events, we do mudslides with them.
Yes.
So they were well represented there as well. And you're going to see us on Soul Connie Hill.
I was just about to say that. Because I remember when you said the Frosty's ice cream special, I remember that they did that at Soul Connie Hill last year at VIP, and it was fantastic.
It was.
Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. And I like that you've done that. I think you did it at something.
Cricket.
Yeah, Cricket too as well. Mm-hmm. You did it at Summerfest last year.
Yeah. We try to partner with Frosty's as much as possible. Wherever they are, we try to be. Wherever we are, they try to be. So, we try to maintain our partnership, not only from the rum and raisin aspect, but also from the event aspect as well.
I think that's brilliant. It works perfectly. It really worked quite well. And I like that two iconic Barbadian brands work so well in tandem too as
and
well.
And that was the basis of it. You know, Frosty's approached us and they really wanted to use a Bajan brand. And what better brand to come to than?
Exactly. Yeah.
The rum that invented rum in Barbados. Man. You can't get a better rum.
Yeah, you really can't get any better. Like, it's so natural, you know. It's almost like, why didn't this happen before? Like, it's so good, you know. Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
Definitely. So, by us sponsoring so much events, we also want to maintain and scream to the mountaintops that people need to be responsible.
Yeah.
They need to consume responsibly.
Very heavy for us too as well, that we want to send across that message to as well.
We sell alcohol, but we also want to ensure that our consumers are safe and that they get home safely as well. So I'm not going to go over the tips in how to prepare. Everyone knows that they need to have a good meal, they need to hydrate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when you are going out, you need to have a plan.
That's right.
What is most important is you need to have a designated driver,
especially if you know you're going to drink.
Exactly.
You absolutely need that. I think that's so critical, and that people usually skip over in their plans.
Yes. So we all know that we outside and we drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you have to know your limit. Everyone has their own personal limit. You need to know that limit and be comfortable with that limit and stick to it.
Yeah.
Alcohol does not hit you at the same time.
Yeah.
So you might think that you're good by an hour.
You're drinking and you're sitting down. You're like, hey, good. I'm having a good time until you get up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, oh, shoot, I can't walk.
And your car does not drive you home. That is a myth.
I've heard so many people that.
Do not believe that.
Oh, I drive in the car going to drive home itself. It's like that's not real.
So we have an education campaign. We did it last year, but we continued this year again because it was so impactful for the general public. We partner with the NCSA. We are on a series of radio stations. I think it's about 13 sessions across radio stations. And we're speaking about responsible consumption. But what I want to share is an addition to this partnership now is Pick Up Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very exciting for us, especially because rarely do you see a brand speak about responsible consumption and tell the consumers, yes, you need to do this, but also provide a solution just in case, you know.
Yeah.
Because people will be drinking. So you need to have an option, right? Give people an option. So with Pick Up Barbados, it is a rideshare app that you can download from any app store, which is the Google Play or the Apple App Store. It takes you to a Montgay landing page, and then you can download the app and get a taxi wherever you are across the island 24/7. They're available.
That is very convenient.
It's very convenient. There are over 270 registered taxi drivers on board. And they also congregate around large events. So, for example, Tipsy, there were a lot of pickup taxi drivers there just ready to take persons home, you know. I don't want to say it, but you know, sometimes exactly, the shuttle service don't necessarily, you know.
You want left from both there, yeah.
Pick up. That makes sense, right? So you know, not only do you have an option just in case you consume too much, but just in case you don't want to drive, you can also call pickup to take you to the event and then get you home. You don't want to drive to Kuduma there, pick up.
That's true.
Like,
because that's exactly it. Because people have asked, what happens to Kuduma there? Because, you know, we have this actuality band. So people have asked, how do I get to the start point at Warren's? And it could be the answer is as simple as pick up Barbados.
It's so simple.
Or then people are asking, okay, if I park at the bottom on Spring Garden, like, how do I get back to the top? You know, like, how how do I get back to the start? So you can use pick up. Or even if you jump down to the end and you want to get back around, you can use pick up. There's so many options.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever you do this season, as you say, whether it's Soak on the Hill, it might be Splash, whatever you do this weekend, whatever you do throughout the whole of next week, but whatever it is, O-Ship, UV, any of the events, Mimosa, that you could use pick up Barbados to be able to move around.
Yes. It's a really good option. I implore everyone to take the opportunity to do it.
Because you can leave your car at home. It makes it simpler.
Drink within your limit and within your tolerance, that you know that you are still cognizant and can get home safely and can still do whatever you need to do in the right mind.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure if everyone knows, but these events nowadays, you have to be very, very careful. And
I've heard that too.
There's
as
a lot
well.
Of
yeah.
stuff going on.
Yeah.
So everybody needs to be careful and make sure that you have a plan.
That's actually a very, very good point. A very, very good point. Because people need to be very cognizant of what's going on around them. So if you get too inebriated, you don't know your left and your right, and then there's some people who become really aggressive and combative, that you don't want that. You want to be able that you go out, you have a good time, and that people around you are also able to have a good time.
Exactly.
And you don't become a burden to anybody else.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's also very important. But when you do that, then there's also pickup to get you home to as well.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's that. It makes an easy crop over, it makes a fun crop over, it makes a safe crop over, and that's the best thing for everybody.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And we can share the spirit of Kropopa responsibly. I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks now, and I am going to say it until I cannot say it anymore. Please drink responsibly.
Yeah, we can't also highlight that enough too as well, because I think it's also very important. Very, just as you mentioned before, that people think the car will drive them home. A lot of people,
it does not.
It does not.
You're getting lucky.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people
but
have to come.
But you're also
down.
Putting yourself in danger. You're putting everyone in the car
in
with
danger.
You in danger.
That's right.
You're putting other persons that use the road in danger. You're putting pedestrians. You're putting everybody in
everybody
danger.
Everybody in
don't
danger.
Don't do it.
Exactly.
Just
it doesn't
avoid
make any
that.
Sense. Especially since like there, we're starting to see that a lot of cruises are going to be leaving from Spice Town. So that's a long drive.
And you know what? I saw a comment from someone saying, oh, how them expect people to drive home drunk from Spice Town?
Wow.
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to,
do
exactly.
Do not do that.
Get a designated driver, because not everybody drinks. Get a designated driver. Or choose somebody and say, okay, even if you go pull this short straw, you don't drink today. Mm-hmm. You're taking us all home safely. Drink some water. You can have fun the same way, because you don't need a drink to have a good time.
Exactly. You don't.
Yeah.
The vibes are up.
The vibes are up, yeah.
You don't necessarily need a drink, but we do know that you will drink.
You
if
are.
Your limit is four drinks, maybe you need to have two.
That's right.
You know, you just limit yourself.
Limit yourself, because you could still have a good time. Nobody's saying that you must be super teetotaler, like you must be very, very strict with it, but you could have
I actually find that persons don't enjoy themselves when they drink too much.
Yeah, they don't.
You enjoy yourself when you stay within your limit.
That's
because
exactly
then you,
it.
You become a slobbering mess.
You
and
slobber,
no one wants
you
to deal
falling
with that.
Down, you know? Your shoes gotta come off. No, you hot, you sweaty.
No
it,
one
like,
wants to deal with
it
that.
It's no, but exactly. You stumbling around. Like, yeah, it's just, it doesn't make sense. So as you say, you stay within your limits. And then a lot of people get nausea and belly hurt afterwards. So it's best that you stay within your limits and you don't overdo that. You make sure that you have a good time and everybody else has a good time.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I think we've really run the full gamut of what Mountgate has done this crop over. I can't express enough how much I really, really like the partnership with Rudy Vuitton.
Yeah,
I think
that's
fantastic.
A special one there.
A real special one, because they would have seen, as you say, the XO bottles from the days when he was doing PM Splash.
Yeah,
I think it's the red and the blue, and then he did
there
something
a whole
else. Yeah,
he made a custom one for Julianne. at our, it was a fashion show for the, I think it was the Rum Festival at some point in time. Mm-hmm. He did a custom one for our global director as well when he was moving on to different positions. So Rudy has been in the family for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's good to present him as to the world as a partner finally.
Yeah, that's good. That's absolutely fantastic. And then the ball is, again, everything Barbadian about it, everything Barbadiana. And it celebrating a young artist. It screams crop over, exactly. You get the vibe, you get the feeling, everything like that. I also didn't even get to touch on the distillery tours or the visitor center, because a lot of people coming in from overseas have been asking us. And just the same way Harrison Cave, a lot of locals don't know it's there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, I found especially a lot of young people beyond Christchurch and St. Michael, they don't know anything. Even things within those parishes, they don't know about. They just think the gap and tone, and that's it for Barbados. Like, they don't know there are things to do and that you can experience Barbados in a different way and that you could view it through different eyes. But just because you pass these things every day, you don't need to take them for granted.
And let me tell you, everyone who has been on a tour to our distillery, especially, they always rave about how amazing it is.
Yeah.
It is, honestly, it is amazing. I've done it like a million times, but it's still good to... Every time I go, I learn something new.
Exactly.
Yeah. Our hosts are amazing. Ramel, Tina, everyone is amazing. They're well educated. They're able to answer any questions that you have. They're fun. They're energetic. It's a really good time at the distillery. So you get to view the plantation. You get to view our aging bonds. You get to see the full process from start to finish. And at the visitor center, there is a cool workshop called the cocktail workshop.
Oh.
So you get to go and you make your own cocktail. You make a rum punch. You make a daiquiri.
You learn a new skill, you know. So especially, again,
and it's really good fun.
It's fun, exactly, for a group of friends. Because I have a group of friends who came in from London and they did that. And they told me how fantastic it was. And they had such a good time. And they could see all the pictures and the snaps. Because that's something unique. You can't get that everywhere. So when you come in? I actually free tomorrow, Friday. Oh, yeah.
Right. You can squeeze you in.
Yeah, I feel so. But yeah, definitely. I think it's really... absolutely fantastic time. And as you say, I'm glad that you highlighted the distillery tours too as well, because people just think it's the visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know.
We have two locations. The distillery is where the estate is. So we have our well, our plantation, our sugarcane fields. We have our aging bonds. We have our fermentation with the molasses. It is really good to see the process from start to finish and to taste it afterwards as well.
And this is in... Mungay and St. Lucie.
This is St. Lucie, our estate.
Yeah. So I think that's fantastic. That everybody, as you say, should be able to go and experience that.
At least once, man.
At least once.
Go see it at least once, man.
I think so that you could see that and get a better understanding of the run process because people just feel
you do get a better appreciation for it.
Yeah. Yeah. People think you twinkle your fingers and rum disappear, and it's like, no, it's a whole set of these series of processes
that has been perfected over 320 years.
Yeah.
We have been in continuous production for 320. You know what's that?
You know 320 what's that? Years. Exactly. That's not.
We're using the same well 320 years
well.
Ago. Wow. Same plantation, same everything. Like, we are using the natural resources of Barbados for 320 years, which actually brings me to my next point, that we try to give back to Barbados as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So we are doing things within our corporate structure to ensure that we protect the earth. Sustainability is really, really key and very important to Mungay. Mm-hmm. I don't think much people know that. It's very important.
I don't think so.
But you will know shortly.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
There is something coming up. I can't say it right now. There is something coming up, a series that will be giving you more insight into what we do in terms of sustainability. But just to give you guys a little bit of insight, we focus a lot on agriculture. So we try to plant at least about 1,000 trees. That's our goal. Yeah, that's our goal for this year, 1,000 trees. We try to do as much solar energy and green energy as possible. In terms of water, we use Vinasse irrigation for our carbon footprint, which is a major. It's huge. I don't think people understand that, like, we are running out of the ozone is becoming smaller and smaller. We're coming very, very close to the amount of CO2 that the earth can have. So we try to do our part by reducing our carbon footprint and encouraging persons to reduce their carbon footprint as well. Mm-hmm. So we're reducing the glass in our bottles. And we also encourage people to bring their glass bottles back to be recycling. Because you can get 10 cents per bottle when you return to Bees Recycling. Okay, so there is an incentive.
Note to self. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
There is an incentive when you return your branded glass bottles back to Bees Recycling. And coming up shortly, there will be a larger incentive for your consumers, freighters, as well as bartenders as well. I don't want to share too much about that.
Just yet. But I can see that we will be having you back on the podcast for sure.
There is a larger program coming in place for recycling because this is major and we want to communicate to the world that you can play a part in the reduction of carbon footprint and you can send a message by the world and you can start with one bottle.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And that's as simple and easy as it gets mm-hmm. because most, if not everybody, has one rumble that you think, yeah, you know, like, let me take this back. Even if I join it with a group of my friends and take it back mm-hmm. and make some money back.
Yeah, make some money,
exactly.
Help the world. We take those bottles, we wash them, they are sanitized and everything.
Yeah.
And you're Bajans. There's a process that we're born sucrose certified as well, so we would not be able to do these things if there wasn't processes in place. So be rest assured that the bottles are washed and clean and everything, and we reuse the bottles when they are in good state.
That's good. That's fantastic. I love that you highlighted those sustainability goals because then it's like you're not just... You know that a lot of people just see companies as operations that just take without replenishing or don't think about corporate social responsibility or what they need to give back to a country, a people, a society. So I think that's fantastic that you highlighted that.
For an international brand to be stationed here in Barbados, this is our headquarters, this is our home market, our global directors, they live here.
That's good.
For us to be here and using the resources of Barbados for 320 years, we have to give back.
Yes.
It is a must.
And I think that's fantastic. I think that's the keynote also to end on because that ends on a high and I'm really glad that you really hit that home. I think it gives people a greater depth of understanding of the Mount Gay brand and the direction that you're looking to go in and that it's not just, yeah, we're doing rum, but it's like, we want to give back. Mm-hmm. We want to, you know, make sure that we don't cause any harm, that you have a lasting legacy that you want to protect and you want to continue for a long time.
For 300 more seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Lou, for having me on. I'm very happy that I was able to give some more insight into Mount Gay and what we're doing apart from Cropova. Yeah, we know we're outside, but we have to make sure that we share the message that we are doing more than just selling rum.
That's
we care about you. We care about the environment. We want to ensure you get home safe. We want to ensure that our carbon footprint is reduced. We want to highlight local artists. We're going to be working with more people as well. So we are for the community. We are the culture. And we want to share the spirit of Cropova.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's the perfect closing. Thank you so much, Shanice.
Thank you.
I look forward to having you back again sometime in the close future.
Definitely.
Perfect.
Welcome to Lures Up Podcast with Basil D. Magazine.
I'm here this evening with Keisha from Banks. Welcome, Keisha, to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Luke. Thank you for having us. Thank you for having Banks, myself, the team, marketing team. They're working so hard.
Big team. Fantastic team.
Yes. And also the wider team, meaning the entire employees at the Banks Holdings Group. So this evening, we're here to talk about Banks.
Yes.
Our slogan this year is Cropova Nice Again.
Yeah, I like that. A play on the original, right?
Right.
Yes.
But not only that, there's a lot coming behind that name. Mm-hmm. We weren't prepared for COVID and it just kept us home.
Yeah.
We weren't able to be outside, playing mass, going to the fest, whining, that's we culture.
Yeah, that's we culture, just enjoying yourself. That's full enjoyment. Ourself. Yeah, that's true.
Yes. So basically last year, our government would have given us a chance. Let me see how outside works again. The route would have been changed to the highway, as you know, and there was a lot of different opinions.
Yeah.
Did we like the highway? Did we like, the original route?
Exactly.
Of course, we sure.
Yeah.
Some do, some don't.
Yeah,
but the intimacy of the original route, it seems to really love that.
Yeah, that's what everybody seems to want.
So Banks have recognized that. And in saying that, it means Cropova Nice Again. Means that we're fully outside.
Yeah.
We have an increased amount of vets. Everybody ready to party. Everybody ready to enjoy themselves. Locals, our members from overseas. Yeah.
Members from overseas, exactly.
Members, they're not visitors.
They ain't visitors no more. Yes, you're right to say members.
They're home away from home because a lot of them aren't here for the first time.
True.
Right? So, Cropova Nice Again, meaning we're back to the original route, we're massing, we're having a good time, be drinking Banks beer.
Yeah, that's responsibly. Right. Responsibly.
And basically that is where our thoughts are at. We're hoping to do it bigger and better this year, making sure that our patrons, everyone, they have access to the beer, they have access to the culture. Mm-hmm. Down the road we go.
Yeah, because Banks is synonymous with the culture, you know.
It is.
It really is. It's interwoven. It's so Bajan.
Cropover is Banks.
Yeah.
Banks is Cropover.
I love that.
It's as simple as that. That's the simplest equation I can give you.
That's the perfect equation. You can't do wrong with Banks at all, you know. And it is what you need in a fet, what you need in your cooler. Anything that you're doing this season. Everything you're doing this season.
Banks is life nice. Your life did nothing before Banks.
That's true. Yes. Very, very true.
Yeah.
And enjoying it responsibly too as well.
Each and every time.
Yeah.
Each and every time. Yeah. And then, of course, we have the support of our parent company, Banks Holdings, mm-hmm. where they have the responsible drinking. We've partnered with Pickup Barbados mm-hmm. to ensure that patrons do get home responsibly. Yeah, so even safely. If you're intoxicated, we've come up with ways that you can get home.
Yeah, and then safely. Make sure that people can get home, as you say, safely, that they don't drive intoxicated, that correct. Even if you think you are, you could say, okay, I know already that Banks got me covered, so let me message Pickup.
Regardless.
Let me make sure you get home. Even if you drive somewhere, you decide, you know what, I can't make it home. Correct. Yeah.
Correct. Pickup, Banks have you covered 360.
Yeah, and both you and your parent company, Banks Holdings, have the Party Smarter.
We do. Our Sober Zone, basically, the official name is the BHL Sober Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And how that works, basically, we would erect a space or a tent or whatnot, and we would have different things, whether it is water, juices to help, everything, lounge chairs and everything, so that you can really catch yourself before you push off.
Yeah, that's very important. A lot of people don't think about it until they're already gone past the post.
Correct.
Oh,
and
shoot.
We see it from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that. Sometimes you may not know your limit. You may be now finding yourself as a new drinker, you know, no experiencing Banks for the first time. You might tell yourself, oh gosh, this is nice. Ooh, but then you might have gone too nice.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless, and we understand that, we got you covered regardless.
I love that. I think that's absolutely fantastic. And you've been at a number of activations across the season too as well.
Yes, we've been busy, of course. First off, mostly partnering with NCF, making mm-hmm. sure that we outside NCF because it's not possible for the NCF team as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we started off the kickoff season with going to the Sweet Limes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
because y'all sponsor the Sweet Lime too. I remember that because I was there.
We are outside.
Yeah.
So we are definitely there alongside being a pro sponsor, our partner, should I say. With the NCF, with all the events and stuff, and making sure that we are there, not just supporting, but also the beer, making sure again that you're drinking the right thing.
Yeah, because.
Right? The nicest drink of all time.
Synonymous with Bajan.
Correct. Yeah. That makes the effect nicer.
It does. It really does.
So, with those, and then also to the small events community, not necessarily Banks, but we'd have gone out to like small intimate community fets, say Bomb. You would have heard about Bomb.
Yeah. Breakfast on my block.
That was the Bomb.
Yeah, the Bomb, exactly. No, it looked good, the videos. The videos have been across my feed for weeks.
Exactly.
So yeah.
And then going to this week, for example, we're going to be at Soconi Hill.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be at UV.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be at Rice, Waiki. And then even like those weekly fests.
Mm-hmm.
Soca State of Mind, you had to hear about Soca State of Mind.
Of course.
Soca State of Mind, shout out to those guys. Soca Junction, offering the support everywhere we can, wide, narrow, community, corporate. We try
wherever
to support
you go. Yeah, that's true. Because as you say, because I do remember y'all at Soca State of Mind,
of course.
Soca Junction, everywhere. Yeah.
And then last Wednesday, Soca mm-hmm. State of Mind. Was actually Banks night, so it was large. It was in charge.
Yeah.
It was up there. It was red. It was those guys were really doing a good job on a weekly basis. But then last week was extremely good.
Yeah, it was real. Shout out to Salt and Mali Fresh.
Correct.
doing a fantastic job.
Correct. And our team member Rico would have supported him
mm-hmm.
in ensuring that the Banks night specifically was very well executed.
I'm very, very glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And it's good to see you working with young brands, as you say.
Correct.
So it's not necessarily just legacy or with the official, with the NCF, but as you say, you're working with everybody, community, young brands, everything.
Yeah, because we love everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody plays an important role in the season and in the culture. Everyone has a different idea in terms of what a party is, mm-hmm. what Cropover should be.
Mm-hmm.
right? So the big fets, the Soccer Company Hill, traditional. You know you're going to have a good time.
You know you must have bangs.
But you know that we got shit. Don't have a good soccer state to play too. So equally, you know, both sizes are of importance to us. And we are definitely also community driven.
I love that. It's good to see brands embrace the community in that type of way.
I'm telling you, it's important. It's important.
Very important, yes. As I said, young brands like Soccer Junction now come out, younger demographic, and
correct,
to get them au fait with the Banks brand and let them understand, okay, Banks is here, yes, crop over nice again, correct, everything.
And the importance of, as you would have talked about in terms of upcoming, is doing that research as well. Mm-hmm. Because as you say, what the legacy veterans in the industry may have as a concept, we're curious as to what the younger people are after as well. And we want to make sure that whatever they're after, we're ready to offer.
Yeah.
Right? So that is definitely where we are, keeping the legacy, but also continuing research to ensure that we are always in things.
Yeah, always, as you know, you're in pride of place. And it like that also too, that y'all don't take your position as a legacy brand for granted, but that you're willing to say, okay, yeah, you got a community event, we coming down there. You know, you got a young people fat, we coming down there with Waikiki, Bose and Soccer Junction. Soccer State, Hamain, we watch y'all grow because y'all supported them from the beginning. Because they were there at Banks Garden, right?
Yes.
You remember that?
Correct.
I love that. From inception, correct. Yeah.
And we couldn't imagine at that time that this would have been.
Yeah.
You understand? And that's why it's important to remain humble and always in a learning. Although we are a huge corporate brand, there's always so much that we can learn and grow and continue to grow to ensure that everybody's really enjoying the Banks.
You really, that was it. Because I remember the bar counter, it was a perfect space for
exactly.
them. You came in, you had your ideal crop over fat, like took me back in time in the 90s, like the way it was Passion Network and Brewster's Road, it set the stage for that.
Just left work and come.
Yeah, just left work and come.
Right?
Yeah,
no, it was nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy. It was exactly, that was exactly it.
And that's where the passion is.
You really captured it. And you gave the perfect space for it. It had ample parking. It was safe. It was secure. It had good lighting.
Correct.
Fantastic location. Like that. It was perfect. It really was, you know. And it's a perfect fact. You artists would come, and just because they enjoy the vibe so much, then they'd say, you know, I can jump on. And it wasn't a stage, it was just a tent and a summer. You just come and start. It was perfect.
Perfect.
So I'm glad to see that y'all have continued.
Yeah, and we will, most definitely. And then for those upcoming with ideas and that kind of stuff, we are here. There's only so much of the play, but we got enough.
We
can just keep sharing and supporting as best as we could.
I love that. That's a fantastic way a brand should be.
Yes.
So also, Keisha, tell me about the route and what people can expect on Kaduma Day from Banks.
All right. So as you know, we is in everything. So once you jump in, you just ask your bar truck for Banks.
Yeah.
I can rest assured these bands will have them. So also, we're going to support you all the way to the end. All the way. On the route, various stalls, shops or whatnot, they're going to have the beers available. Specifically Flash Zone will have a variety of specials available to you from our portfolio, so you can always stop in and grab a beer, grab something. And you know Flash Zone got the food too.
Yeah, exactly.
So grab that and soaking it up too, right?
Yeah.
So yes. And then also to our masqueraders, I want y'all to look out for something big, bright and red.
Ooh.
I definitely want you guys to look out for that. We're working on something, not going to give up too much. But I definitely want you guys to look out for it. And of course, if you see it, be sure to interact with it, take photos and tag our Mike's Beer Instagram handle. That's basically it. But definitely don't forget to pick up your bikes and enjoy.
Wherever you go, whether you're in the van, whether you're side the road. Yeah, exactly. Anywhere. Right. Anywhere,
definitely, yes. And then, of course, on Spring Garden, we're going to have our branding, making sure that the vendors down there are covered as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to be supporting them. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have the shirts, even in the bands as well. The truck persons, they're going to have the shirts. So look for our white shirts. That's going to be busy. Mm-hmm. Our white shirts going to be low. Red shirt, same thing. So we're going to be outside. We're going to be supporting you through the route from start to finish. And when you get to Spring Garden, we're going to be there as well.
Exactly. So regardless, as you say, whether you're jumping as a masquerader,
You're on the side.
Side of the road. You're walking down with a band. Going down Spring Garden to catch all the energy. You're going to be there.
Yes, we're going to definitely be there.
I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing, as you say, see a red going down the road.
I'm telling you.
No matter where it turns, it's banks.
Red. So definitely look out for us. And just remember to enjoy your route responsibly. But we are there to support you every step of the way. We outside, crop over nice again. Let me make the most of it. Because we don't know what tomorrow has stopped.
That's very, very true. That's perfect. Thank you so much, Keisha, for joining us.
No problem. Anytime.
You've been fantastic.
Thank you so much for having us.
Perfect.
Welcome to the Lower It Up podcast, powered by Basel D Magazine.
So this evening, we're here with Mr. Brian Corbin from the National Cultural Foundation. And we're here just to talk about everything Soca 4.0. So welcome, Mr. Brian Corbin.
Thank you, Luke.
So yeah, get me into the vibe of Soca 4.0. What should people expect? What can they look forward to? And even at the start, like, what is the concept that the NCF has gone with for this year?
All right. Soca 4.0, August 6th, 6 p.m., National Botanical Gardens, in the new renovated amphitheater. Mm-hmm. That is looking nice. It's looking well. It's taking some time to get here, but it is an excellent venue.
Yeah, it's a perfect venue.
That would be utilized, I can see regularly. Yeah. Soca 4.0 is celebrating five icons in the entertainment industry, mm-hmm. not just performing, but within the entertainment industry. So you will realize that where Rick is celebrating 30 years as an artist, mm-hmm. we're celebrating him as 40 years in the business. Uh-huh. Because Rick spent 10 years originally as a DJ before he got into the actual singing part. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's 40 years. That's why those five icons celebrating the 40 years. People ask, so why these artists and why these teams? And how the teams were made up. Mm-hmm. Why don't you see certain people in particular team? The answer to that really is there was a set criteria. As you know, the NCF is always about development.
Yes, that is true.
And you would have had BH to the World as well. Mm-hmm. So to bring part of that development to Soca 4.0, you had to choose two popular, and choose from any of the monarchs.
Right.
So once you had a title as a monarch, then that was your pool that you could choose from as well.
Okay, that makes perfect sense, actually. Right.
So then it's not the regular, it's not going to be the regular run-off show.
Yeah.
This is going to be something completely different. Mm-hmm. Normally you would have an MC announcing and give an intro. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get that. You're going to get band changes happening instantly. Mm-hmm. So the way the stage is set up is going to be, you're not going to be able to see the other setup mm-hmm. until we reveal it. But that band is already in place and ready to go as soon as the next one is done. So you're looking at 45 minute sets per team, and the teams are really amping it up. Because this is going down as Edwin versus Rick. So they're actually going all out. I know Team Edwin just finished rehearsing. Team Ram is rehearsing tomorrow morning. They're rehearsing for 3 hours every time to make sure that they get it right.
Yeah.
You can hear the hits
from
these artists. And so, I mean, in some of the teams, just let me list off the teams one time.
Yeah, because as you say, that they're quite large teams, as you say, with these 45-minute sets. It must be properly timed.
Correct.
So you're not going to come out and hear a Rick or Ram concert, but it must be flow within the team too as well. Flow. Yeah,
as a there is yes, a team, Mikey.
Mikey. Yes.
So, and he is still the reigning monarch mm-hmm. from the past competition, Soca Royal.
True.
So there is a team, Mikey, and Team Mikey is going to open the show.
Right?
But then in the icons we have Team Blood, mm-hmm. and Team Blood is made up of Mighty Grainer, Skrilla, Kyreek, Faith Calendar, and Trinity Clark. Mm-hmm. Then Team Ram mm-hmm. is Biggie Irie, Gabby, Jalen, Renice, Stiffy, and Gorg. And Gorg would have been a monarch, a previous Soca Royal.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That year.
Then you have Team TC. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have Cultural Ambassador, Red Plastic Bag, mm-hmm. Natalie, Hyper Songs, Tay, Sugary, Chrissy D, Ria Lane, and Bagina Kente. Which brings a little different vibe altogether.
Different vibe, yeah.
So, and unfortunately, T Team TC had Chantel originally, but then Chantel got booked elsewhere. So she can't be here.
Yeah.
Similar with Team Blood, who would have wanted Allison, but Allison is booked elsewhere, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You would have that whole square one, like,
yeah.
So Team Blood backing band is also former square one. Right? So an interesting thing about TC's team is that TC don't unfortunately Rupee is also but the same thing elsewhere. So you would get that coalition vibe back in the day. Right? So they're going all out. They're really going all out. Team Edwin, Lead Pipe and Sadis, Marsville, Chief Ding, Nikita, Grateful Cole, Tariq, and Father Fox. And then Team Lyric, Moldy Chief, King Bubba, The Underdog, King Cuddy, Asanta, and Lava Man from Grenada.
Yeah.
Right? Teams are looking to add people.
They're looking to add people?
Yeah. They're looking to add people, so you might get a surprise.
Yeah. I guess another. Right, exactly. We can just leave that.
Yeah, you get a little surprise in that 40 minute slot.
Wow.
To entertain people a little bit more. I mean, yeah, you know, further excitement. And there's the end is going to be very surprising as well.
I like that.
Yes. Yeah. Like but that. It is the 98.1, the one FM Soca 4.0 as our title sponsor, along with CBC TV celebrating their 60th anniversary.
Okay.
And then we have, thanks to BTMI, who plays a major role.
Yeah, a pivotal role in the festival.
In the festival. Toyota NASCAR Limited, Sunshine Snacks, who's in a very big way this year for the festival.
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, Rubis, Student Revolving Loan Fund, Purity Bakeries, Quartz and Quartz Ready Cash, Pace Digital. As a digital payment partner, and what's interesting about Pace Digital is that you can actually purchase your SoCup 4.0 tickets through Pace Digital.
Yeah, that's perfect. So you have
two online options, TicketPal and Pace Digital.
Pace Digital too, right? As well.
Gildan, Dasani, which is the official water festival, Glacial Ice, and of course, National Cultural Foundation. Mm-hmm. Those are our main sponsors. So
That's like the team lineups are eclectic,
yes.
The strong, the fantastic. Yes. And then it'll be interesting because never would you see some of these artists work together.
No, never.
Especially not within a team setting. So
exactly.
Who knows like what partnerships could spin out of this, what new music we could get next year or throughout the rest of the year.
Yes.
Anywhere it go.
And more importantly, it gives Barbados a full view of what our young talent is looking like for the future.
Yeah.
More importantly. So that idea of, you know, man, the veterans had the time.
Exactly.
We encompass everybody into this show.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That would be epic.
Exactly. It will because be epic. As you say, you're not just getting the vet. It's not about the veterans like that.
Yes.
It's about showcasing all the talent that Barbados has brought over.
And there are many major parts that we will highlight differently for Soca 4.0. Now, Soca 4.0 is not just about the art, the icons, and the artists. Soca 4.0 is far bigger than that. We have costume designers. We have stylists. We have the dancers. And I hope the dancers fit.
Yeah.
I hope the dancers, because I know some dance teams are switching out dancers in all six sets.
Wow.
Right? So the dancers, they got a lot to do.
Yeah, got a lot to do.
Our lighting team, our sound company, all those backstage people that you don't normally see, we will be highlighting via social media. So we have that road to Soca 4.0 happening where our team is going around getting that record, listening to rehearsals, taking pictures, showing you those videos, showing you the costumes being made, showing the stylist picking the clothes, picking the materials, all of that via social media at BNCF Barbados, Instagram, and I Love Crapova. So you can follow that and you get the road to Soca 4.0. So,
Yeah, I love that, as you say, that the people behind the scenes get a shine.
Yes.
People you wouldn't already normally know, you know, as you say, with the big people, the big icons, you know, that. But you have them, you have the artists, but it's everybody else who's involved All the people within the creative sphere, within the orange economy who make shows like these happen.
Yeah, it's fantastic work. And I'm glad that you came on then, because it gives people a better idea of what to expect from Circle 4.0.
Now we have a VIP, mm-hmm. which is cocktail inclusive, mm-hmm. with some late snaps. That's mm-hmm. going to be at $150. Mm-hmm. There will be a paying bar in there as well, because mm-hmm. it's just cocktails inclusive. Right, but if you want to purchase your regular bottles,
yeah.
and you want to be able to, you know, floss a little bit.
Exactly, yeah. You got your table and thing.
Yeah. So in that VIP zone, there will be Jameson whiskey. Mm-hmm. There will be Mount Gay Rum and Remy Martin. Mm-hmm. There will also be Smirnoff mm-hmm. and Creamery cocktails. So all those will be cocktails that you will have, along with the Sunshine Snacks Ole Station.
This is a hit. Yes. Now you're dealing with some. Yeah, that is yes, it.
And it's also available. I know it's also available in some service stations mm-hmm. as well now too.
That's absolutely fantastic.
That provide that food option, man. Yeah. That's a new crave. That is the new crave.
Because we had it at the launch of Calypso Forward. Mm-hmm. I've seen it at like the cloth pop-up shop. Yes. I've seen it at a number of different events. I think it's absolutely fantastic. That's a hit for sure.
Well done, whoever came up with that.
Yeah, exactly. Whoever Sunshine Snacks came up with
brilliant.
That.
Absolutely brilliant. But you can also get your regular tickets. $40 now and then $50 at the door. Mm-hmm. You can get those tickets from Lucky Horseshoe Warrens and Worthing, Abbeville Rockley, New Look in Bridgetown, Emerald City in Six Roads, Carlton Supermarket Black Rock, Digicel Sky Mall, A&B Music Supplies, the Smart Store in Lime Grove and Welch's, which is St. Thomas, CS Pharmacy Broad Street, and of course, online with TicketPile.com and Pace Digital.
Perfect. So everybody covered then. They know where to go to get the stuff. They got an idea of what it is that they can look forward to at the show. And it's not just the icons, but it's a whole, these very eclectically constructed team.
It's a whole production. And the reason I mention is not going to just be a run-on show. Mm-hmm. Our lighting teams mm-hmm. themselves are designing specific lighting designs for mm-hmm. each artist. And then along with our digital screen mm-hmm. team as well. So people may think, you know, those two are pretty much the same. They're not.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Digital screen and lighting is two different things.
They're two very different things.
They're going to work hand in hand to bring you something that looks really, really different. Because this is also going to be done pay-per-view.
Okay, yeah.
And pay-per-view to millions of people in West Africa.
Yeah.
Right. Fantastic. So Barbados is going global August 6th.
Yeah. I love that.
Going global August 6th. Yeah, so if you want to be part of that, August 6th, Botanical Gardens, the new amphitheater, that is where you want to be.
Yeah. Because people have asked us, like, where can we see it? Will we be able to access it overseas? So I'm glad to hear that it will be pay-per-view. And pay-per-view for such a wide audience that never before been seen at all.
So it doesn't mean that only those in West Africa can't see it, but the link will be provided. You subscribe, and anywhere in the world, you can log on and watch what's happening live.
And that's fantastic. And it's a brand new atmosphere. It's a brand new idea. Yes. It's completely unique, because anywhere else would you see, like, Buggy Nkente on stage with all these soca artists. Chief Din on stage. Chief Din on stage. Who would have thought about that in January? But, you know, like, let me get Chief Din on here. You know, and as you say, not just a run-off, but working in tandem with the team.
Working in tandem, yeah. So they go, basically, the teams are going to be in that particular set, in each team set, they're going to be flowing. So they'll almost be like, it's a mix. Mm-hmm. Your promotional mix or your online mix that you wear is going to be like that.
I think that's fantastic. It sounds like, not you spelled it out and you really shaped it out. It sounds absolutely exciting. Yes. It sounds very different.
I forgot, almost forgot. There's going to be bands involved, percussion bands involved in some of these sets.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to have that as the beginning of the event. So we keep some noise early out, build up that rhythm, get you in the mood. But within the actual team sets now, that is where it's awesome.
Yeah.
So exactly. You've got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. It sounds like voice from start to finish, you know, you build it up, you have the big show, and then we got a surprise at the end that people could wait for.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah,
absolutely. I think that's, I can't even say anymore. I really can't say anymore. I really got to thank you so much for coming on to the podcast, Brian. No
problem. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it was good to hear what y'all have planned in store for Circle 4.0, and then where people could get tickets, and then you can find information online at at the NCF Barbados and lovecopover.bb. Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much, man.
Welcome.
This episode was recorded and produced by Wabi at Nameless Productions.
Nurture it, and if it ever go, I would cry for it. And if they had a war, would I die for it? And anywhere we go, I'ma fight for it. This is me culture.